You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, a hump day. It's primary debate night, baby. Are you ready for it? About 3 hours from now, the GOP primary debate kicks off, and I am excited. You know why? This is the beginning of it. Now, let's be clear about something. And by the way, we have all kinds of stuff on tap for tonight. We'll talk about Republicans believing misinformation, according to the Washington Post, the Trump-Tucker stuff. We have people getting what they voted for. Fauci's still a commie piece of trash. The Maui stuff is somehow worse. And a drug dealer named Mr. Pickles. All that is coming tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But let's talk about why I'm excited about tonight and the GOP debates. I'm excited because this is really the beginning of the GOP primary. The beginning. And that almost sounds odd to say for you, doesn't it? For me. Why? Because you're the hyper-informed. The top 1%. The tip of the spear. You probably, I would bet money that there's a 99% chance you already know exactly who you're voting for in the primary and why. I bet if I put out the call for calls, which I will not be doing that again, but I bet if I put out the call for calls, you know exactly who you're voting for and why. And by the way, you are welcome to email, though, anytime, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Because you're informed. But we have to keep in mind, part of our burden as the hyper-informed, your burden and my burden is this. We are always going to be 10 miles ahead of Normie Norm and Normie Norma. We are constantly going to be way more informed than they are. Way more aware of what time it is. Way more aware of this candidate and that candidate. What this guy said about that and that guy said about that. And that is a burden. It is annoying to know where you need to go and know why you need to get there. And know that you need everyone to come with you. And you're constantly turning around saying, guys, could you could you catch up? Would you hurry, please? It's annoying, isn't it? But that's our lot in life. That's our lot in life. Better to be us than them. Better to be out in front than the sheep. That's what I always say. But there's something else to it. We have to keep in mind that our neighbors and our friends and our family members, our norms, the norms and normas in our lives, they oftentimes will vote for reasons we don't fully understand. And let's not defend all of them. Sometimes they're good reasons. Sometimes the reasons are beyond ridiculous. Beyond ridiculous.
I told you the story a long time ago about when I was running for Congress in Arizona. And lady informs me that she's not going to vote for me in the general election. She's going to vote for every other Republican. She's going to vote straight ticket Republican in the general election. This is after I'd won the primary, but she's not going to vote for me. And she's telling me this, and she wasn't being mean about it. And I was curious why, and I never took that stuff personally. I figured I'm probably too far to the right for her. I know I was way too pro-life for a lot of the what was kind of a moderate district on the issue and stuff. So I just figured it was going to be something along those lines. And she told me, to my face, she told me, "You remind me of my ex-husband." I'll be honest, I was a bit stunned at that. "Hold on, wait, what? But I'm not your ex-husband. What are you talking about?" But we have to understand Norm and Norma. They will watch tonight's debate with a different eye than you will, or than I will. And look, we're going to bring you a little bit of it tomorrow. Not much. We're not even allowed to bring you much. It's 3 minutes max, but I wouldn't have done much anyway. We'll bring you a couple clips, but I'm going to go home right after the show. I'll be a little late, but I'm going to go home right after the show. I'm going to watch it all 2 hours with the wife. I'm going to take some notes. And I'm going to attempt, this is how I try to watch these things. I'm going to attempt to watch it through Norm's eyes, through Norma's eyes. Because the undecided voter right now in the primary, he really is the one who will decide where this primary goes. And allow me to burst your bubble or maybe make your night, depending on who you support in the primary. The primary begins now. I know it's very common, especially in the Trump world right now, because you're ahead. They're doing the same thing every leader does in every single primary ever. It's over. It's already over. It's over. The primary's over. It's not over. The primary begins tonight. Certainly, if you were betting, you'd probably bet on Trump right now because he's up. I mean, he's the leader right now, so it would be smart to bet on the front runner. If it was actually over, they wouldn't have a bunch of Trump surrogates in the crowd with anti-Ron DeSantis stuff. That's not how you would do it. And I'm not criticizing them. That's a smart move by Team Trump. That's not me ripping on them. Good. It's a primary. Beat each other up. Yes, good. You know what I think about it. Go fight each other. But it's not over. They're not conducting themselves like it's over because it's not over. And I'll tell you something else, and this may make you uncomfortable if you're a DeSantis person. I'm not totally sure, given the insanity of everything we're seeing right now, I'm not totally sure that another candidate might come out the winner. Remember, I know everyone likes to think, you know, people generally fall in two camps right now. And I'll be honest, I fall in these two camps too. People generally fall in one of two camps. One, Trump's going to win it. Or two, DeSantis has a chance to come back and win it. People they fall in one of those two camps. But remember what we've been talking about when it comes to 2024 with all the indictments and arrests. Remember, Trump's turning himself in tomorrow. Already multiple people in Trump world turned themselves in today. We have all these indictments. We have all these arrests. There are going to be trials coming. Who knows what's going to happen with the ballots? Who knows how much the American people are going to be scared off by this indictment stuff? And maybe DeSantis doesn't perform well tonight. Maybe he gets up there, falls flat on his face. Don't put it outside of the realm of possibility that someone else will rise. Remember, we are in an interesting time, and it's not a great time, although we'll get by, but we're in an interesting time politically for people on the right. As we stand now as a nation, the communists control all the institutions. You know all that. You know about the corrupt system, corrupt justice system. We have all these things in place. What that has created on the right is something that makes the right unpredictable. It's created a condition on the right that makes it unpredictable. And what is that condition? Desperation. Desperate people are unpredictable people. You know, when we were doing, we were in the Marines, and they would grade you on how good of a swimmer you were. and you'd have to go through all these different levels. He's a level one, he's a level two. I think that's how, what they called him. Level one, level two, level three, level four. And part of all this swim stuff, it wasn't just treading water with a brick over your head and stuff like that. Part of it was you had to try to rescue somebody who was drowning. And of course, because it's the Marines, they made it horrible and physically violent. But they, you would go try to grab this person who was drowning, and he would start beating you up and drowning you. He'd pull you under the water. He'd choke you. He'd be punching you. Why? Because that's really how desperate people will react. If you're ever saving a drowning person, you have to be careful. They're scared. They're desperate. Even somebody without an ounce of malice in their heart may find themselves hurting you as the water overwhelms them. A state of desperation is a it's a unpredictable state to be in. And that's why I've tried to prepare us for eventual outcomes, outcomes I see happening in 2024. But there is no preparing for what unpredictable things the right may do with itself or even to itself as we go into an election year where the leading candidate is probably going to prison. There's not a precedent for that. I don't know how to. I don't know how the right is going to react to that. You don't know how the right is going to react to that. We have theories, but we don't know. And yes, I know you already know all the players in the game. You already know you don't like Mike Pence. You already know Tim Scott seems like a nice guy, but not ready for this time. You already know that Vivek is a used car salesman just trying to get a spot in Trump's cabinet. You know all these things. You're the hyper-informed. You get all that. But normie Norm does not. Norm will be watching tonight too. I already texted my neighbors before I got here. You know, all my non-political neighbor friends. And I wanted to know who was watching. And about half of them are going to watch tonight. These are norms. They vote Republicans like you. These are norms. And these are the guys who, when I show up at parties on the weekend, hey, what do you think of that Vivek guy? Hey, what do you know about this Asa Hutchinson? Hey, is Trump going to prison? You got people who don't know what you know. The primary begins tonight. I'm excited to watch it. Plus the Trump-Tucker thing. Who knows how that's going to go? In fact, we'll talk about that in just a moment. First, I want to talk about heroes. No, not me specifically. What, Chris? I want to talk about hero defense systems. Specifically, I want to talk about hero guns and hero arrows. In this day and age, I understand that there are a lot of people who don't like guns, don't want to carry a gun. That's fine. Not that I would recommend that, but you definitely need something on you that will stop a very violent person from hurting you. Your mom needs one. Your daughter needs one. Your son needs one. Your husband needs one. Your dad needs one. Have a hero gun. Have a hero arrow. Arrow is a little bit smaller. It shoots pepper gel instead of pepper balls. I carry a weapon at all times. I have a hero on me at all times as well because I love having a non-lethal option. I believe in that. You don't need a concealed carry permit because it's non-lethal. All you have to do is go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse. You get a special discount. Protect yourself. Live another day. All right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And why do I have to promote this, Chris? Why do I have to promote? Okay, in case you're wanting some debate prep tonight of the most immature manner, here on the Jesse Kelly Show, Jewish producer Chris and producer Michael have come up with it's a drinking game for people to play. Are you guys 20 years old? They came up with a drinking game for people to play, and they actually asked me if I was going to play it tonight. No, I'm going to drink water and go to bed when the debate is over. I don't do these things anymore, you young idiots. But they're printing off a copy for me. I'll go over the rules here in just a couple minutes. Whenever Michael low crawls into the studio and gives me the stupid list, I'll get it for you. I just don't understand. I don't understand. And see, this is how I know I'm old. Because I did all these stupid things too. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. I did all these stupid things when I was a child too. But now I don't want to feel bad for work tomorrow. I don't want to feel bad. And now I look back on all the times I felt bad at work the next day, and I said, that was so stupid. Why did you do that? What, Chris? Chris, that's not true. Chris just said, see, again, you're children. Chris just said, drink vodka sodas. You won't get a hangover. That's not true, okay? That is not true at all. The only thing I've found, that maybe somewhat lessens it is drinking about 9 gallons of water per beer, or you have to drink some fancy schmancy booze that nobody wants to buy. Yeah, we all buy all this crap all the time. Well, it's my Keystone Light. Like I always, I've had most of my life. Keystone and Bud Heavies and stuff like that. Yeah, if you find some $200 a bottle tequila, you'll feel a whole lot better. But no, how about just water, Chris? How about water? After all, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday night. If you would like to, however, participate with these two children with the drinking game, apparently it's on the show's Twitter, at Jesse Kelly Show. Apparently, you have to drink one drink when they say any of these four words. Literally, Trump, any of the alphabet agencies, Bidenomics, or woke. That's one drink, all right? Two drinks, if any of them say communist, when I'm president, or if they mention Democrat hypocrisy. Chris, hold on. Michael, this is a GOP primary debate. There are going to be 8 Republicans on stage. The debate is 2 hours long. If we have people take 2 drinks every time they point out Democrat hypocrisy, half of our listenership is going to die. That's all Republicans know how to do.
Well, I've said before that this two-tiered justice system on display is eroding everyone's trust in our legal system. And the reality is if you're in the opposition party, you're treated one way. And if you're a friend of the party in power, then you're treated a completely different way.
We can't have a two-tiered justice system in America.
60% of the American people think there's a double standard at the Justice Department. They think that because there is.
And the American people that I represent are sick and tired of this double standard.
You seriously want people to drink twice every time they do this?
The hypocrisy of what I'm about to see. The hypocrisy of what you think you will defend.
This is not science. This is hypocrisy.
If you know this and nobody looks into this, it reeks of the hypocrisy at the FBI and the Department of Justice.
Listen, I don't do this very often on the show. By the way, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I let Michael and Chris, I let them spread their wings and fly for the most part, right? I'm not here to micromanage anybody. They're funny dudes. They've got when they want to do creative things, we do them on the show. I am putting in a tentative veto on the Jesse Kelly Show drinking game where I'm making this particular one optional. If you're going to take 2 drinks every time some low-T GOP dork points out Democrat hypocrisy, I'm worried for your physical safety. You have it from me, Jesse Kelly. This part is optional. Optional, all right? Now, finally, you have to finish your drink if any of the candidates say January 6th was a setup. If they tell a joke that's actually funny, well, that's never going to happen. You're totally safe with these. Or there's a technical malfunction of any kind. What, Chris? If they trip going up, that counts as what? A joke that's funny? It counts as a technical malfunction? Well, I don't think any of these people are going to trip going up because we actually don't have many geriatrics on the stage tonight. I don't think they're that old, but who knows? You never know. People get nervous. You've seen those old, not old. You've seen beauty contests and stuff like that, and you always feel so bad for people. I've seen this having gone to a bunch of different speeches back when I ran for office and stuff like that. Now, people get so worked up and nervous when they're getting ready to go up and speak in front of people. And maybe you do. You probably do. That's a very common fear. I'm not dogging on you for that. But when you do that, there's just something about your body that doesn't quite work right. And things don't function right. Your eyes, your depth perception, your ears are probably ringing from all the adrenaline. And I always feel so bad for people who are nervous and lead off eating it going up the stairs. Oh, that sucks. That majorly sucks. I don't think I've ever had a mishap speaking in front of people that I can remember. I don't think I've ever had one that I can remember, but it'll probably happen at some point. Although, don't do a lot of speeches. I prefer to just do the show. All right. We have to talk. We have to have a serious talk about, well, I forgot to get to the Trump-Tucker stuff. We'll get to that first. And then we're going to talk about Mr. Pickles. All right. Before we get to Mr. Pickles and Mr. Trump, let's get to this. Mr. Lindell. Mr. Giza Dream Sheets. The greatest sheets ever. They are the greatest sheets ever because, look, if you're going to make the greatest sheets ever, what do you need? You need the best material. The world's best cotton is Giza. You don't have to take my word for that. Go look it up. That's the world's best cotton. Of course, Mike Lindell would get his fingers on the world's best cotton and immediately figure out a way to get it on our bodies while we sleep at night. You know what I love about them? It's not just that they're soft. There are all kinds of soft sheets out there. It's that they breathe. I get hot at night. I get hot. I need sheets that breathe. And right now, they're at their lowest price ever. $29.98. As low as $29.98 with the promo code Jesse. Multiple colors, multiple sizes, multiple styles. Go get a couple sets. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I can't wait to get to Operation Mockingbird stuff next hour. We're going to do a little, you know what Operation Mockingbird is? I'll do maybe a little bit of history on that. You know what? We're doing a little history on that. 20, 30 minutes from now, RFK was out there talking about Operation Mockingbird.
There's a provision in the CIA charter that says that the CIA cannot propagandize the American people. President Obama adopted in 2016. That essentially reopened the door for Operation Mockingbird so that the CIA began once again to propagandize American
people. How are they doing that, President?
High-level intelligence officials are, or people associated with the intelligence industry, are running those journals. And even journals like Smithsonian and National Geographic, Nature, The Washington Post, The New York Times appear to be compromised by the CIA. The Washington Post was basically...
What do you mean by compromised for people who...
Well, they were functioning, the high-level people at those journals were actually, were working for the agency or had, you know, signed secrecy agreements with the CIA. And at CBS, ABC, NBC, after 75, when it all came out, you know, during the Church Committee hearings, the CIA promised that it would no longer compromise American journalists. It continued the program to compromise journalists all over the world. And today, the CIA is the biggest funder of journalism in the world.
Something, huh? I know the voice is a lot to take, but something. All right, let's get to the Trump-Tucker stuff and Mr. Pickles. We have to tackle this. Jesse, you're good friends with Tucker Carlson. Do you think Tucker would accept the press secretary position if offered? You can come clean that the wife holds onto your license and other documents for safekeeping. Okay, one, I confided in you last night that I was unable to pick up my Springfield Hellcat Pro yesterday because the wife had my license. I explained why she had the license at the time. You should know the Springfield Hellcat Pro is now safely in my possession. Well, I should say safely for me. Not so safely for anybody who wants to do me harm. I love it so much. I love it. That's one. Two, she doesn't keep my ID. All right. I keep my ID. It was one fluke thing that happened. Three, would Tucker accept the press secretary position? I don't want to speak for him. I'll say this about Tucker because we're going to get to the Trump Tucker stuff that kicks off tonight, too. And what? Gosh, that's 2.5 hours away. 2.5 hours away, the Trump Tucker stuff kicks off. Everyone keeps asking me, what's Tucker going to do next? What's Tucker going to do next? I couldn't tell you even if I knew because I'm not that kind of friend. Also, I don't know. And I would tell you if I knew and couldn't tell you, I don't know. I have not asked. I'm not prying. Do you know why? Here's why. Every single Tom, Dick, and Harry, including friend and family member who has his phone number, asks. This is something I have learned about being in the public eye. Is that whenever something piques somebody else's interest, you will get asked from 1,000 different ways, 1,000 different directions. My buddy Michael Berry, we'll get to the Tucker stuff in a minute. I don't know why I'm just off on all these side tangents tonight. I don't care. That's just kind of how the show goes sometimes. My buddy Michael Berry, he is my mentor. He's the reason I have a radio show. He's the reason I do media at all. Met Berry about 6 years ago. You know Berry, nationally syndicated. He's an amazing radio show host. And he's the one that prompted me to start all this stuff. He told me to give it a shot. I gave it a shot. It all worked out. But I remember thinking how odd it was when I got to know Michael. You would call him, and Michael's voicemail, it said, this is, I forget exactly the how he said it, Michael, hey, it's me, or something like that. And he said, I do not check voicemails. That was part of his voicemail thing. I do not check voicemails. If you need something, send me a text. And I would message him. And I'd say, or we'd talk and we were hanging out. And I'd say, what is wrong with you? That sounds terrible. What if it's important, right? What if it's the suits? What if it's an advertiser? What if it's your wife? Well, I guess your wife would know, but that's important. And he said, Jesse, if it ever works out for you, he said, if this show ever takes off, and he was very encouraging. He's like, I think it will. I think it will. I think you got the talent to make it happen. But he said, if the show ever takes off on you, you'll understand. And I thought to myself, no, it's crazy. No, that's crazy. Now, I don't even have a voicemail on my phone. You can call and leave me a million messages. There is no voicemail. Anyway, so that's why I haven't asked what's next for Tucker. Would he take the position as press secretary? I doubt it. I don't know exactly his financial situation. We don't talk about such things, but I think he's probably doing just fine. I'm sure he was making professional quarterback money at Fox News and was doing well for himself. And I don't think he was in the poorhouse before that. Would he take it? You know, I could actually maybe see him taking it just to abuse the press. That would be the only reason I would ever take it. I would only ever take it as a little 6-month gig, 1-year gig, just so I could beat up a bunch of disgusting communist apparatchiks in the press. But I wouldn't take it for anything other than fun. Okay, so let's talk about this Trump thing tonight. As you know, big GOP primary debate, the 8 candidates on there, and then there's Trump. Trump refused to show up, said he's not going to debate. He announced he's not doing any debates, and he decided to do another one. He decided to one-up it. Instead of just not showing up, he decided he was going to hold his own separate thing. He's going to hold a separate thing where he's going to do a long sit-down with Tucker, which he already taped, from what I understand, a day or two ago, and they're going to air it at the exact time the GOP debate is going on. Now, let me tell you this. This is not having talked to Tucker about this. One, from Tucker's angle, it's very clearly, in my opinion, very clearly a gigantic double middle finger to Fox News. That was obviously not a good separation at all. I'm sure there's all kinds of bad blood there going both ways. Fox News has their very first GOP primary debate. They're going to want the ratings for it to be huge. They're going to want all eyeballs on it they can. Well, what other political event could possibly steal as many eyeballs as Tucker and Trump? Probably the two biggest names on the right now as we speak. So it's a big middle finger to Fox News. That's very obvious to anybody with eyes and ears. Okay, so we have that. That's Tucker's angle. Tucker gets to sit down with Trump, probe a little bit, give Fox News the double middle finger. How much Trump is, or how much Tucker's going to go after Trump tonight, I don't know. Trump has been running a strategy so far of doing fairly kind interviews, friendly interviews, fairly friendly environments so far in the primary, which I get. I don't fault him for that at all. Is this going to be one of those? I don't know. Are there going to be challenges to, hey, why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? Will you do this or that again? I don't know. We'll have to see how Trump and Tucker decided to run it. Maybe there was a mutual agreement there. Now let's go from the Trump angle. Trump is trying to do the same thing almost every GOP frontrunner, every frontrunner period, has ever tried to do. And sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. What's he trying to do? He's trying to pretend as if it's already over. That's why you see so many Trump surrogates and all these Trump super fans out there. It's over. It's already over. Primary's over. Well, that's not true. The primary's barely beginning, but that's an election strategy to dishearten the other candidates, to dishearten the other candidates' supporters. It's a strategy for donors as well. Donors, especially GOP donors, do not want to throw their money away by giving to a candidate that's, quote, already lost. If the primary's already over, why would I write a check to this guy or that guy or that guy? It's a primary strategy. Act like you're too far ahead. It's over. I don't have to deal with these people. It's a primary strategy and one that has been used endlessly. I think there's tremendous opportunity in this strategy for Trump, and I think there's tremendous risk. And we're going to talk about both those things. And then Mr. Pickles, we're going to talk about those next. First, we're going to talk about what I did this morning. What I did this morning was I woke up, kids, breakfast. I was lazy. I didn't work out today, but I did do that one thing I do every single day to make sure I am taking care of myself. I took my male vitality stack from Chalk. What is it? It's Chalk Daily. It's that ashwagandha stuff. And it's the Tongkat. Don't worry. You don't have to memorize those things. When you go to chalk.com, chok.com, and use the promo code Jesse, you'll see a male vitality stack. You'll see a female vitality stack. You'll see all the endless options they have there. Go get your testosterone right, fellas. It gets a lot more right than just your body. It gets your mind right. Take it for 90 days and tell me how you feel. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I think we're going to do some old, a little bit of history, a little Operation Mockingbird talk in about 10 minutes from now. That's going to be spicy and fun, isn't it? We'll get to that. And Mr. Pickles here in a second. Let's just do this Trump thing here really quickly. All right, so the Trump, he's doing this sit down with Tucker right beside the GOP debate. All that's happening tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern time. I think there's a tremendous opportunity here and a tremendous risk for Trump. I think this is riskier than he believes, or riskier than a lot of people think. I guess I should say, who knows what he believes? I didn't talk to him about it. The opportunity for Trump is this. You sit down with Tucker. Tucker, in my mind, Trump should want Tucker to ask difficult questions. And here's why. A huge part of that audience watching the Trump-Tucker thing, they're going to be Trump super fans. Trump doesn't need to appeal to those people at all. Now, I'm not saying ignore the super fans. If you're a Trump super fan, I'm not saying you don't matter. I'm saying he's got you. You're voting Trump. You crawl across broken glass to vote Trump. He's got you. There are going to be people watching the Trump-Tucker thing tonight who have questions and they want to hear answers. I think if they both embrace that, if there's hard questions and Trump wades into those hard questions and answers them, I think he can really seize an opportunity to grab some people who are maybe a little hesitant to go down that road again and hold on to them again. At the same time, there is risk involved in what he's doing, because this election strategy of I'm too far ahead, I don't have to debate, has been done many times before. It's been done many times with great success. It's been done many times with great failure. There are going to be a certain percentage of undecided voters watching the other eight candidates tonight. There's not really another way around this. There's no way around this. They are going to be put off that Trump decided not to go. That's not debatable. It's not. How many of them? That's the ultimate question about all the stuff we talk about. Well, how many? How many supporters do I gain? How many supporters do I lose? Is it 100? Is it 10,000? Is it how many? The question is how many. There are going to be a percentage of undecided voters watching. Shoot, we had one call in last night. Not really sure. Maybe Trump just wanted to see. Those people exist. Not everybody is like you. Not everyone's like me. They are going to be put off by that. And remember, Trump is not at 70%, 80% as far as the primary goes. He's ahead. But even if you believe the most Trump-friendly polls, he's got half, 50, 52, 54, 47. Half of the people want Trump. And believe me, you're in great shape if you're Trump, and there's 10 people in the primary field, and half of them want you. So half want Trump, but half want something else, or think they prefer something else. If you do the tortoise and the hare thing too much, you can eventually get caught by the tortoise. I think the smart thing for them to do, and I believe this is what they will do, I think they're going to closely monitor the poll numbers after this debate and see what happens with Trump. If you're Trump and you're this far ahead, you can afford to lose 1%, 2%. I lost 1% or 2% for this debate. And you would build that in naturally for the next debate. Okay, so forget it. I'll skip the next one, lose another one or two. I'm still winning. If you wake up and you're Team Trump and you find out after they do the polling a few days from now, you lost 7%, 6%, 8%, you can't skip another one. You can't. You're going to have to get up there and you're going to have to do it. And these debates, they're going to be difficult for Trump and DeSantis. They are. Because there are people on that stage who are only there to take out Trump, or only there to take out DeSantis. Chris Christie's only in the race to take out Donald Trump. I know, he's a world-class piece of crap. I get it. But that's the only reason he's in the race. It's to take out Trump. I know that maybe you're a Vivek fan because you get bad deals on used cars. Vivek is only in the race to take out Ron DeSantis. That's why he's never said a bad word about Trump. I love Trump. Trump's the best. Trump can do what he wants. Oh my gosh, run to sanctimonious. It's obvious to anybody with eyes and ears that's why he's there. That's going to make life difficult for DeSantis if you have this net pouring at you the whole time. It's going to be a tough environment to step into. However, I demand that of both of them. Don't tell me the GOP primary debate's too tough, and then in the next breath tell me how you're going to take on the deep state. Okay, so you're going to take this on, but you can't do a primary debate because Chris Christie's too mean?
There's a provision in the CIA charter that says that the CIA cannot propagandize the American people. President Obama adopted in 2016 that...
Yeah, you got it. That's the Operation Mockingbird stuff. All right, enough of that. Let's talk about something good before we talk about pickles. Let's talk about discovering new ways to put our money where our morals are. This is very, very, very difficult when it comes to grocery stores. Sadly, if you look into your big grocery chain, including here in Texas, they're all rotted cultural Marxist filth. So I have to find ways to purchase other things. So what do I do? How do I do that? Meat, man. Meat is the easiest one thanks to Good Ranchers. The people at Good Ranchers, they not only have higher quality meat than your grocery store, it's 100% American meat, American sourced meat. They not only give deals like 2 years worth of free ground beef to anyone who subscribes to any one of their boxes, but you're putting your money where your morals are. So you get better meat, you save money, it's delivered to your front door, and you get free ground beef. That's what I'm talking about. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you $25 off any one of your boxes and $480 worth of free ground beef in your first 2 years. GoodRanchers.com, code Jesse. American meat delivered. Now, I just want to say something quickly on this. There's a New York City drug dealer. His name was Mr. Pickles. And he ended up dodging a hefty prison term because he ratted on the mob. So he's going to have a pretty quiet existence the rest of his life. I just will say, though, I feel like part of the appeal of being a gangster or a drug dealer or something like that, isn't part of the appeal the whole nickname thing? Like nicknaming yourself? Yeah. Machine Gun Kelly, that would be mine or something like that. It would be something cool. Jesse the Blade. What, Chris? Jesse the Blade. Yeah, that's awesome. I don't feel like Mr. Pickles put enough effort into his. Now, I understand he's a drug dealer, so we're gonna deal with probably not the best, train of thinking. Maybe the mind doesn't work that great, so I'm gonna allow for that. But Mr. Pickles, I just felt like that could have been done better. That's all I'm going to say. It's not my job to defend or criticize drug dealers and their nicknames. I just would have gone a different route. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Little history with Operation Mockingbird. And why do Republicans believe so much disinformation? Next.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.